So, with no further ado, let's get on to it. Stations whose call signs begin with the letter Kilo, please call W2TDD.
NJ2BS, repeat.
W2TTT.
Recognizes, or the net control recognizes KD2BKD, Bob in Parkridge. There was another station who was extremely noisy. I did not get any of your information. You might wish to try to, improve your signal and come back. In the meantime, let's get other kilos.
Kilo 2 Lima Alpha X-ray.
KK2LAX, John, in Oakland. Any other kilos?
W2TTT. Copy. KD2MOB. David in Fairlawn and part of Fairlawn Racy. Good evening, everybody on the net.
Good evening, David. Welcome aboard. Any other kilos? Okay, I don't know if it was one of you guys, but if it was somebody else who tried to get in before and was noisy, try again, please, if you're a kilo. Okay, nothing heard. Let's go to alphas. Okay, let's go to novembers. And finally, let's go to whiskeys.
Whiskey Alpha 2, India Sierra Echo.
Bob and Oradell, I got you. Any other whiskeys?
W2TTT. This is WX2UA in Richfield, New Jersey.
Good evening, Joe. Richfield, very nice to hear you as well. Any other whiskeys? Okay, any call sign, any type?
Mass Control. Here is Kilo Alpha 2, Quebec, India Tango, Bob, West Milford, Passaic County. Good evening.
Yeah. Good evening, Bob. Welcome aboard. Any other station? Okay, net recognizes KD2BKD, K2LAX, KD2MOB, WA2IFC, WX2UA, KA2QIT, and of course W2TTT. Any other stations at this time? Alrighty, well, thank you gentlemen for joining the net tonight. It's been a relatively quiet week. That's a good thing. I guess there's something Ali would jump in because apparently the Wayne Amateur Radio Club did a kind of a mini dry run in the field to get ready for field day. And it was a smashing success, despite the fact that they deployed in the rain. And I was just kind of curious about how they did that, and how it went, etc. Thought it might be an interesting real-world experience for rolling it out when it's not easy to do. But Ali is not here tonight for whatever reason, but that's all good. In any case, as I said, this week's been relatively quiet. This week coming is the holiday weekend, so you never know what could befall us. And, I want to encourage people to, this is a time when the weather's good, you should probably take the time to make sure that everything's operational and organized and neat, because there's not a lot of pressure to make things work under duress, so make sure you have everything you need and everything's where it needs to be and ready to rock and roll. field days in a month, on the 23rd, 24th, and to get prepared for that. I was wondering if anybody had any knickknacks that they might have that would be useful for emergency preparedness or portable operation, et cetera, or mobile operation they might have picked up at Dayton or heard about from Dayton or whatever. So we'll go through the list and see what people have to offer, and if anything, and then you're welcome to talk about anything you like if you something the subject hits you. KD2BKD, it's your ball. W2TTT.
Okay, this is KD2BKD. No, I didn't go to Dayton. Nothing new coming up. A while back, I did mount a microphone to the A pillar of my car with a thing and a remote button, so I can actually almost do a hands-free. I gotta push the button, but if any of the police are looking, they can't figure it out how I'm talking. Not to say that I'm not allowed, I am, but have the paperwork in the car. And also to remind everybody that I believe it's this Saturday. Is it this Saturday or is it Sunday? Let me look on the calendar. This Saturday is the Barraham Fest. Nothing else. KD2BKD, back to Matt.
Yeah, I was certainly going to get to that, but it's this Saturday. And it's at the Westwood High School in Washington Township on yet another Ridgewood Road, as I like to say. Alrighty, thank you, Bob. I'd love to hear more about that microphone and push-to-talk installation, how you mounted it, and maybe some pictures. That'd be kind of neat. K2LAX, your ball.
I have nothing tonight, no comments. Back to net.
NJ2BS, repeat.
Okay, John, very good. KD2MOB.
Yeah, thanks, W2TTT. Bob, KD2BKD mentioned the Barra Ham Fest coming up on Saturday, starting bright and early in the morning, going till about 1 o'clock or so. I may be there. The Wayne Amateur Radio Club, I tried calling in on Echolink, but I guess you have to be a member of that club to get in on Echolink. I thought that was interesting that you can't just go on Echolink and get in. You got to be a member of the club, I guess. This is interesting. I have just 50 watts of power, and I've been able to hit Middletown, New Jersey, which is a good 65 miles away. Nothing else happening. Everything's good. This is KD2MOB. Back to the net.
Very good, David. What's your antenna configuration, and where? What frequency is the middle tower repeater you accessed?
I have a diamond antenna. It's about 4 feet tall. I'm about 15 feet off the ground. So it's not bad. The Middletown frequency 145.485. PL tone 151.4.
Yep. Okay, so is the 485 machine. Yeah, it's actually maintained by some folks from where I work. Very nice. Very nice. It's a spit from where I work. It's a great repeater. Very good. Is your antenna indoors or outdoors?
The antenna is indoors, and I can imagine if the antenna is outdoors, I'd be able to reach even further repeaters. But I'm amazed at its functionality indoors. It's all, I want to keep it in good shape. It's back to W2TTT on the net.
Yep. Okay. Very good. Well, I'm working on all kinds of home projects, and antennas are among them this weekend. We'll see how many good warm days we get and how many dry days. Hopefully by Monday I'll get some antenna work done. I know I will do some antenna work tomorrow because it's associated with the replacement of my flagpole, which is long overdue, but it will happen tomorrow along with a new flag, which I've already got everything stashed up and ready to go. So that's one of my tasks for tomorrow. Alrighty. Well, very good, David. That's excellent. WA2ISC. W2TTT.
W2TTT. WA2ISC. No real traffic here. I did some antenna work yesterday, put up a 40-meter dipole, and it works reasonably well. Anyway, back to you.
Well, that's excellent. It's good to get your antennas all squared away. One side of my dipole is like within inches of my house roof, so I'll get it a few feet off the roof in the front by getting the new flagpole in place. So that's all good. Alrighty, WXTUA, Joe?
Nothing to report, been a fairly quiet week.
Sometimes we could use a quiet week. Alright, K2QIT, Bob?
Yeah, good evening, Gordon, and to the fellows on the net. A couple of projects going on here, got the antennas up, I have a and vertical I'm working off of now, and a 80 through 10 works quite well. And what else am I doing? I'm trying to install a CTCSS encode into a Radio Shack HTX-10. That's got me a little baffled, but working on that. Playing around with digital mode, FT8, and a little dongle here. I'm trying to decode some digital off of a SDR. That's it for me. Back to net.
That's great. That's super. Alrighty. Well, as I mentioned, I'm going to be working on my dipole tomorrow, and probably on either Sunday or Monday, I'm going to work on my backyard tower, tilt over the antenna, and give everything on the tower a little bit of a once-over. In the backyard tower, not the tower that's next to the house. I got two full-size towers. Sorry about that. I am keyed. So good to get all the antennas in order while the weather is decent. I also have to do something about reworking a bunch of rotators. I had some rotator issues that are just ridiculous. So I got a bunch of rotators to refurb, and maybe a control box or two as well. But that'll be the next thing. People are familiar with ham-2s, ham-3s, and remodeling or refurbing the bells or the control units or whatever. I would love to hear about it. I have like four or five rotators, and there's probably not a one that's in particularly great shape. Definitely needs to be addressed. Alrighty. Anybody else want to check in at this time? Okay, is there anybody else who'd like to have a comment again? Well, my intention is to be at the gate at 5 in the morning for the Bear Ham Fest. I might be at the Fairlawn meeting tomorrow night, not sure. I do know that I have a Flex 6600 coming my way in the next month. It's unclear as to whether it'll make it here in time for field day. But Flex received the order today, and they're generally shipped them out within 2 weeks. And because we have, they ship from stock, but if you have add-ons, they burn them in for a week, and it takes a week to do that, and another week to get them to where they got to go, which in my case is California, before then it wanders back to me. So we'll definitely have an internet-enabled radio, and that's a good thing. Alrighty. There's no other comments. We'll secure. Anybody have any last comments?
WB2GZL.
WB2GZL, your name, location, and any functional role you might have.
Handles Jerry, and location is Lincoln Park. I was just wondering whether or not I was making the repeater in any shape at all.
Your full quality, Jerry, and I don't remember if you're Jerry with a J or Jerry with a G, but I know who you are. I remember you from the Red Cross Club, over.
NJ2BS, repeat.
Yeah, it's Jerry with a J, and yes, I do go to the Red Cross meeting.
Welcome aboard. Any preparedness news or rehab work that you're doing in this nice weather? Any activities planned?
No, not too much. I live in an HOA, so there's not too much I could do with antennas, but I have been able to get two vertical 40-meter antennas on the fence in the back, and I have a homemade ground plane 2-meter on my porch. That's part of my awning. And I just was wondering whether or not it was working, and it sounds like it's pretty good.
Yeah, well, one of the projects I am working on myself is I have a very wide sash window, double hung type window, and so it's 42 inches wide at the inside clearance. So I'm in the process of making up a fixture out of aluminum stock and some wood to stick it in the window and essentially give me an outrigger for a couple of antennas. Probably not a good thing if people are looking at your antennas, but if you've got a suitable location where you're not going to attract too much attention, at least gets the antennas away from the building by about 20 odd inches, or close to 30 inches, and has a couple of NMO, in this case, antenna mounts. So, like the way it's setting up so far, and the mount is part of the ground plane structure, so I'm working on that and writing it up as I go. So, anyway, anything else, Jerry?
Nothing much at this time.
Okay, very good. Encourage anybody and everybody to come back at 9 o'clock for the TechNet, the Barrett TechNet. Anyone's welcome to participate, and we can have a longer discussion about various projects then. Any other stations wishing to check in or comment? Alrighty. Well, gentlemen, I want to thank you for participating in the Bergen County Amateur Radio Emergency Services Net. Thank KD2BKD, K2LAX, KD2MOB, WA2ISC, WX2UA, KA2QIT, WB2GZL, and yours truly, W2TGT. 7-3 and God bless. This is W2TGT clear and returning to repeater. Normal amateur radio use for at least the next few minutes.
NJ2BS, repeat.
Okay, good evening, everyone. This is Gordon, W2TGT, and this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association TechNet. Are there any stations with emergency priority traffic? Please call K2BAR. Okay, that's the right answer. Well, good evening, everyone. This is Gordon, W2TGT, and this is the Barrett TechNet. All stations are welcome to participate. This net is a conversation about amateur radio, about electronics, about computers, telecommunications, natural sciences, and arts that underlie all this wonderful stuff that we like to do. It's about what we do. It's also about what we aspire to do and things we never want to do again. As I often say, those are make the more interesting stories. So with that in mind, we encourage anyone and everyone to participate. That way we know who's there and how we can kind of tailor that to your interest. If you don't check in, even if you don't have anything to add, it's kind of hard to tailor that to your needs. So, let's see. We check in with our call sign, our name. We indicate whether we have a question, comment, for sale, swap, or wanted item. Some combination of those things, or none of the above. And let's see. So, let's try this. Station says call sign, begin with Alpha. Please call K2BAR. Your station says begins, call sign is begin with Kilo.
Kilo, 2 Lima Alpha X-ray.
Gotcha, John. What are your intentions?
Oh, I might have some comments, over.
Gotcha, down for a couple of comments. Any other Kilos? Alrighty. Any other Novembers? Okay, how about Whiskeys?
Whiskey Alpha 2, India Sierra Echo.
And Bob, what are your intentions?
I guess I'll just be listening. As I mentioned, I flipped a new antenna, but it's a fairly plain vanilla antenna. Over.
Roger, roger. Okay, very good. Anybody else with a Whiskey?
WX2UA, no comments.
Okay, Joe, very good. WX2UA, acknowledge any other Whiskeys? Okay, anybody, any call sign? Alrighty, well, I did want to mention once again that anybody who is interested in Hamfest, we have the Barra Hamfest on Saturday, and look forward to seeing everybody. I'm hoping to finish the mounting parts of the window mount of my external antenna frame by tomorrow night, and bring it with me on Saturday to show off. I think it'll be kind of fun to do. Used a little bit of aluminum angle, and I took an 8-foot, inch and a half by inch and a half stock, and made a brace for the window, and then two outriggers, and then a lighter piece of aluminum stock as a outbound cross member parallel to the house. And then I mounted three NMO mounts to it with coaxial fittings. I mean, you could do the wired ones directly, you could do any number of things, but that's what I chose to do. And I'm just going to go to Hamfest on Saturday and get some barrel connectors, and get the barrel connectors I need to be able to mount it at home, and it'll be for my workbench. But I'm intending to submit it as part of the ARRL's antenna design contest which is coming up. Actually, the current entries are open now, if I recall. So you might want to think about that, participation in that. I know K2AIR had a comment on the ComTech group, the Yahoo group that we use. But I didn't have a chance to read what he was asking about. I did notice that WITW Steve responded to him. But I don't know if anybody got a chance to digest and read that. And whatever else that might be going on. So that's kind of what I have for the evening, other than, yes, there's a Flex 6600 in my future, which is kind of cool. So, K2LAX, John, over to you for some comments. K2BAR.
Oh, just a couple of things. Let's see, I'm upgrading my antenna analyzer. I've been limited to just 2 meters, you know, down to whatever. But I'm getting an impedance analyzer from Array Solution that goes to 1 gigahertz. But what's interesting that I'm kind of excited about is it does seed line analysis and maps it out. So that's looking forward to that, seeing what that actually does. The only other thing is, let's see, I switched the 2 meter, 70 centimeter Yagi to a Elk periodic. Gives me a little more band range. Really good on the satellites. That's it. Back to net.
NJ2BS. Repeat.
Very nice. Okay. That's very good. Anybody have any questions for John? So tell us about the elk periodic, John. What is it?
Well, basically, I mean, a periodic antenna, kind of the, I don't know, I wouldn't even call it a hybrid of a Yagi. It looks like a Yagi antenna. It basically switches polarity back and forth through the elements. What's kind of neat about it is that you get about a 6 dB gain, but the bandwidth is so much more than a Yagi, so you really have more utilization without having to tune it specifically to any one particular frequency. It has a smaller footprint, which I thought was curious, than a standard Yagi, so it's actually a very... small portable antenna, good for handheld, would be good. But I've got it mounted on a rotating mast with my other antennas, so I can sync it with my computer. Anyway, I don't know if there's any questions specifically about it, but they're great antennas. They've been around for a while. Elk antenna is the name.
That sounds marvelous.
Well, I know. When the Wayne Club did their test, Ali got an eye opener because he's been using a ham stick when he goes portable or sticking it out. He puts it outside his apartment and then runs the wire back inside, and it's rather limited. So he got to use a G5RV that was, 40 feet in the air, and he was just totally blown away about the performance difference. And so, certainly an eye opener. For those in HOAs and apartments and things like that that are just struggling to get a signal out. All right, anybody else? Okay, is there anything else you'd like to add, John?
No, not tonight. It's been pretty quiet, enjoying the nice weather. Over.
All right, very good. This may be our shortest net ever, but that's fine. To remind everybody that Hamfest officially opens at 8 o'clock, although people do tend to wander in any time after 5, and feel free to come as you are, as they say. I should be at the gate, but if I'm not, I'll be selling. We'll have to see what gives. So, on that note, any last comments or check-ins?
This is... W2KBF Carl, just saying hi.
Hello, Dr. Carl. And I believe you're running the Fairlawn table at Barrow, yes?
Yes, I said I would anchor it, so I will be there at the Fairlawn Radio Club table with one table and some handouts and stuff like that. W2KBF, back to net.
Outstanding. Very, very good. Well, good hearing you, and if you have one or two items in your member of Fairlawn, you're welcome to put those items on the Fairlawn table. If, however, you've got a treasure trove of stuff, maybe it's time to get your own table. As someone had to learn, I thought that was hilarious to read back and forth. You're quite the diplomat, Carl. Alrighty, anybody else? Alrighty, well, I'm going to secure the net and go watch the third period of my son's hockey game. What the heck? 73 all, and have a great night. And appreciate everybody's participation. K2LAX, WA2ISC, WX2UA, and W2KBF. I do have one announcement, actually. And that is in July... It's the third week. I don't think it's the second week. It's the third week. And the fourth week, I will probably need net controls for those 2 weeks, as I will be away on business, as they say. So and vacation, combination of both, which is kind of fun. So I'll be mobiling, and you'll be able to track me on APRS across much of the country. In fact, I'm going to get to see if that gap, I don't know if you saw a month or so ago, there was a an article about a couple that ran APRS on motorcycles across the country, or they did a big loop, did a grand tour on motorcycles, a husband and a wife, and we noticed that I-20 somewhere west of Atlanta and east of either Shreveport or Dallas, I forget which, things were a little sparse on the APRS front, and that was a little surprising. So I'm going to do both cellular APRS and RF APRS and compare the two. Should be interesting. I forgot to mention it, but the New York City Triathlon is coming up on July 1st. If anyone wants to participate on that one-day event, you're welcome to sign up, and I can tell you to go to eventhams.com, or you can shoot me an email and I'll point it out to you, but they're looking for operators for that. It's a lot of fun. So, no further ado, this is KKBAR2DDD. We'll see you at the Hamfest on Saturday. Godspeed, everyone.
NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. W2UHF repeater. This is an open repeater system. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
K2RET Mobile, A35.
Kilo Delta 2, Foxtrot Delta Oscar.
NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
KD2, NQQ for radio check, please.
NJ2BS repeat.
Kilo Delta 2, Foxtrot Delta.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use TL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. NJ2BS repeat. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use TL151.4.
W2UHF repeater. This is an open repeater system.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use TL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use TL151.4.
W2UHF repeater. This is an open repeater system.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use TL151.4.
W2UHF repeater. This is an open repeater system.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use TL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use TL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use TL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use TL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use TL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat.
W2UHF repeater. This is an open repeater system.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
W2UHF repeater. This is an open repeater system.
NJ2BS repeat.
In your backyard the whole freaking day and you weren't around. W2GTD. Whoops, wrong repeater.
NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. NJ2BS repeat. NJ2BS repeat.
W2UHF repeater. This is an open repeater system.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
W2UHF repeater. This is an open repeater system.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
W2UHF repeater. This is an open repeater system.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
W2UHF repeater. This is an open repeater system.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
tonight at 8 o'clock. This is the W2VL Amateur Radio Repeater System. Repeater, timeout. Repeater, timeout. Cancel.
Auto connecting.
Node number 9126.
Welcome to the Long Island Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater system. Node number 9126 on the New England reflector.
Link active.
WHSCDL Mobile listening.
And we are talking.
Yeah. Well, looks like it's clearing up a bit. Didn't rain. But at least, it's very much colder today. It's amazing the difference in temperature.
Yes, I know. I did go out and have my lunch on the patio, as I said. It was a little brisk, but I enjoy it out there because I see the birds and all the nice stuff. You know what I like? I know it sounds strange, but in our shed, we have a family of possums. I like watching them.
They're not just playing possum now, are they? You ever see that commercial?
Say again, what commercial?
There's there's a commercial on TV, or there was, where the possum's playing possum. You know, it's an expression.
Okay, now I get you. Very cute. Well, probably when Social Security comes in, it's not expensive. I'm going to buy a bird feeder and some wild bird seed. You can buy anything over the internet.
Hold on a second. Okay. I just wanted... Unfortunately, I couldn't stop. There's a lady that I wanted to say hello to. She's a dog walker. You'd like that. And all you do is see her walking different dogs throughout the neighborhood. And she lives two blocks from me, and now she's walking a different dog. And she gets paid for it, too.
If I know somebody who does that, Manhattan. Amy, you know my cousin Amy? Her, well, it's not a husband, but they've been together 18 years or so. He does that.
Okay. Yeah, you know, actually, it's an interesting business. And they had something on the news about how many dog walkers there are in the city. And if you ever walk in the city, you will notice people that have multiple dogs on either one leash or various leashes. And those are the dog walkers because you could spot them. And there's quite a few. Because people work, and they also walk. People walk to work. But the working people, they don't have time for it. You know, they just don't have time to walk their dogs. So they hire someone to walk their dogs for them on a daily basis, and they get paid for it, like a babysitter.
That's exactly right. Also, what Keith does, he'll stay in a person's apartment. If they go away, he'll babysit the dog in the apartment. They trust him because he's been doing this so many years. But, you know, to me, it's a ridiculous job. He would have been better becoming a lawyer, an accountant. Walking dogs doesn't pay much money. You can't survive on that.
I don't know how much they get paid. But if as a part-time second job, why not? If you have a full-time job, and you get home early enough, and you want exercise, you want to walk, because walking is good exercise anyway, what better thing to do than get yourself a second